It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hamas has fired rockets into Israel, setting off air raid sirens in central Tel Aviv. This comes on the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attacks. Israel and Hezbollah have also traded more strikes overnight. Israeli officials say about 10 people in Haifa were injured by shrapnel. And this morning, families of those killed at the Nova Music Festival on October 7th gathered at the site where 400 people were gunned down and hundreds were taken hostage. This woman described what it was like being there that day.
They were just all around me and they were going three by three and shooting everywhere from two sides. And I saw many people, like people were dying, like all around. It was very quiet. I was like, I didn't cry. I didn't do anything, but I was... In one hand, I was like breathing. I said, okay, I'm going to die. It's okay. Just breathe.
In total, 1,200 people were killed and about 250 hostages were taken on the deadliest day in Israel's history. Israeli officials believe that about 100 hostages are still being held and that at least half of them are still alive. Many of their families picketed outside Prime Minister Netanyahu's home, demanding that all of the hostages be returned. In Gaza, officials there say the war has killed more than 41,000 Palestinians, displaced most of the country's 2 million people, and has sparked a humanitarian crisis leading to widespread hunger. The U.S. has spent at least $18 billion on military aid to Israel since the war in Gaza began. That's a report by Brown University, which did the research before Israel opened a second front against Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian groups are planning demonstrations today. Governor Shapiro is going to visit the Weizmann National Museum of American Jewish History to view a new exhibit on the Nova Music Festival that was attacked on October 7th. That exhibit runs all week and is free for the public to view as well. There was a commemoration ceremony held by the Jewish community yesterday on Independence Mall in Old City. This woman who spoke with NBC 10 says it was a moment to remember the hostages still being held by Hamas.
It's like hell. It's just like hell. Some hostages are held in tunnels and underneath the ground, very deep, no air, no water, no bathroom, nothing.
A group of Jews and Palestinians held what they call a Gaza solidarity walk in the Northeast yesterday. Justin Marshall, a Jewish member of the Prayers for Peace Alliance, says he believes it's important for all sides to learn the full history of the conflict.
It's important to me for if I ever want to see the safety of my people, that we address the root causes of what's happening, which is the occupation, which is the discrimination and unequal treatment of Palestinians.
The group will hold a vigil tonight at the waterworks on the Schuylkill River to mourn the Israelis and Palestinians lost in the last year.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.